Baby dies of fentanyl overdose in Florida, mother arrested. By Catherine Hamilton on January 30, 2024. A Florida mother is in custody after her 9-month-old baby boy died of a fentanyl overdose in October, according to the Ocala Police Department. The department announced on social media Monday that Casey Kincaid, 33, is facing an aggravated manslaughter of child charge related to her baby's death. Kincaid was arrested on January 24. Related video, Arizona Sheriff. Massive fentanyl surge ready to spread across the nation. The investigation began on October 12, when Ocala police officers responded to Advent Health about the child, who was later pronounced deceased. At the time, the baby's cause of death was unclear, but Kincaid had 5 grams of fentanyl in her possession, according to police. When a detective tried to interview her, she appeared to be under the influence of drugs and alcohol and could not keep a conversation, police said. The detective then obtained a search warrant for Kincaid to undergo a blood test and she was arrested on a felony trafficking charge. A subsequent report from the medical examiner's office showed the baby had died from fentanyl, methamphetamine, and xylazine toxicity. Ms. Kincaid's blood sample also contained fentanyl, along with other substances. The 5 grams of fentanyl found in Ms. Kincaid's possession was tested and showed the presence of the same xylazine compound that was found in the child's blood during the autopsy, according to the department. Det. Kern continued his investigation and ultimately determined there was sufficient probable cause to arrest Ms. Kincaid for the death of her child. Related video, Carrie Lake, fentanyl coming across wide open border is a weapon of mass destruction. During the investigation, law enforcement interviewed a relative who shared a home with Kincaid. The relative reportedly came home that day to find Kincaid drunk and asleep in her bed. The relative said the baby was also in the bed with Kincaid, but appeared to be sleeping peacefully at the time. Police say an argument ensued between the two about Kincaid's drinking, after which the relative went to their own room, where the baby was, WFTV9 reported. According to police, the relative went to move the baby and described him to be stiff, at which point they attempted CPR before taking the baby to the hospital. Kincaid was booked into the Marion County Jail where she remains with no set bond, according to the report. Drug addiction is a serious issue that can have devastating consequences. It's unfortunate that an innocent child lost their life due to fentanyl, the Ocala Police Department said. We urge everyone to stay away from drugs and seek help if they are struggling with addiction. Our drug amnesty program provides a safe and confidential way to dispose of drugs and get the help you need. Please reach out to us if you need assistance.